from Quiliver,
it's Good Morning. Nature Boy, Mona Lisa, unforgettable, too young, tenderly, When I Fall in Love. These are the songs that conjure up one name and one name only. Today, Ted Francis traces the first part of the lifeline of Nat King Cole.
In the early evening of Monday, the 15th of February, 1965, at the Santa Monica Hospital, California, Nat King Cole died.
The song is ended, but the melody.
It would be all too easy to bring to this lifeline a maudlin sentimentality in memoriam of this great balladeer. But it seems to me that he made such a great contribution to popular music that it would be illogical not to be proud of having had him in our time. His life began in Montgomery, Alabama, on March the 17th, 1919. The First World War was over just long enough for people to realize that it had been a great waste of life. And so, Nathaniel Adams Coles was born into a world that was both disillusioned and angry. Two emotions that gave rise to the wild and roaring 20s. The Coles family, however, was a refuge from this world. Edward James Coles was a devout Christian and acted as a minister to the local church. Nat's mother was an accomplished pianist and encouraged him and his three brothers to adopt her love of music. By the time he was four, he was able to pick up the melody of Yes, We Have No Bananas, and with both hands. The year was 1923, and Edward decided to move his family away from the prejudice-torn South to the more humane North, in fact, to Chicago. The Windy City was about to play host to a great upsurge of the new and decadent modern music called jazz. One of Chicago's immigrant jazzmen of the 20s was a piano player who was to have a great influence over the style of the young Nat King Cole. That man was Cole Father Hines. And this was the kind of music he played, actually recorded in Chicago in 1928.
This has been the first in a two-part program of the Lifeline of Nat King Cole, presented by Bulova, the world's largest makers of quality gift watches. Ted Francis returns again next week with the conclusion of this Lifeline in the series which is produced by the TGA Company of London, who wish to acknowledge the assistance of Andrew Arden.